Welcome to the Ecolistic Living Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Campillo, a certified holistic nutrition and natural health practitioner and former meat eater turned vegan for 11 years now. After learning the truth about our food system and the animals, I experienced healing on so many levels. I started living what I learned, and now I want to help you do the same. So if you're ready to live your life to the fullest and experience your own healing transformation, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Because living your best life, that is what Ecolistic Living is all about. So grab yourself a matcha latte, pop those earplugs in, and let's get this show started. Today's episode of the Ecolistic Living Podcast is going to be a bit personal. We're diving into my transition journey and how I went from eating animal flesh to a clean, plant-based, animal-free lifestyle. Now, you might be thinking, there's no way I could ever do this, right? Well, I'm here to tell you that if I can do it, so can you. I'm not saying it's easy, but when you know why you're doing it, it makes it a whole lot easier. One step at a time, one day at a time. I'm also not saying that my way is the right way because we all have our own individual journeys and starting points. I'm just someone who decided to take action and make a change for the better. And now I want to share my story to perhaps inspire you. So if you're someone who thinks it's impossible to live an animal-free lifestyle, then this one's for you. One of the questions I often get is, why did you go vegan? Aside from the mother of all questions, where did you get your protein? Which always just cracks me up, but we'll get into the protein topic in another episode. To be honest, it's not something I thought of right off the bat, nor something that happened overnight. In fact, I really didn't even know much about living vegan at the time, so for me, it started with food and wanting to eat better to prevent illness and disease, specifically cancer. I lost one of my best friends to ovarian cancer and another good friend to gastrointestinal cancer. One was in her early 40s and the other was in her 30s. There was too much of that happening around me, hitting close to home, and I didn't want to be the next victim. The thought of being paralyzed from doing the things I enjoy and ending up in a hospital bed scared the crap out of me. Being there for my daughter and future grandkids also played a big role in my transition. I just wanted to be healthy, be there for my family, continue doing the things I love, and inspire others like you in the process. A process that unfolded over time. And when I learned about the food system from start to finish, I knew that it was something I couldn't hold back. The crazy thing is, I used to consider myself a health fanatic, but I was so far from it. The things I learned were unbelievable and shocking, to say the least. As time progressed, the more I learned. And the more I learned, the more I shifted. And so, what started out as being about food turned out to also be about the animals, how they are treated, and the impact animal agriculture has on the environment. So going from consuming products from dead animals to clean, plant-based, high-energy, nutrient-dense, real food was what started it all. When I learned the truth behind the plate, it was a no-brainer. It's funny when people say, I could never. I don't want to deprive myself. Who says you need to deprive yourself? Not once did I ever feel deprived. As a matter of fact, I have found more options and flavors eating plant-based than I ever did eating dead animals. It's all about experimenting with different recipes and discovering how easy it is to create healthy, delicious meals from fruit, veggies, nuts, and seeds. You'd be surprised how easy it is to recreate your favorite non-vegan meal by swapping out an ingredient or two, and ultimately leaving blood and cruelty off your plate. This transition was an awakening, a reconnection, and ultimately a healing journey of the mind, body, and spirit. And the truth is, everything is interconnected, from the food we eat to where and how it's derived to how it's dramatically affecting the earth, our environment, our health, and the innocent animals. When I came to realize this, I couldn't believe how long I had gone without making the connection. We all live in such a disconnected world from all that matters, ourselves, nature, the animals. But when it comes to everything else, our phones, computers, societal connections, etc., we become so obsessed without giving it a second thought. So naturally, the more I learned, the more action steps I took towards shifting away from old toxic habits to creating healthier and more compassionate ones. But with this came challenges. The biggest challenge for me was family. That was a tough one, and sometimes still is. I was raised in a heavy, meat-eating, animal-killing, desensitized family. So when I went vegan, raw vegan and holistic at that, it was like the weirdest thing ever. Now, I can handle just about anything, and I always stand super firm in what I believe in. But that doesn't stop the jokesters from criticizing, judging, or making fun of you in front or behind you. It can be your family or your so-called friends. But here's the thing. People are always going to judge and criticize what they don't understand, which is why it's so important that your reason for doing this is strong enough. For me, the bottom line is, it's about being able to stay active without health restrictions, being there for my daughter and my parents, for the health of our planet, and to be one less person that supports animal cruelty. I've been vegan for 11 years now, and there's no looking back. My reasons still hold strong, and nothing nor anyone can do anything to change that. As far as health goes, I feel better now than I ever have, and my energy is through the roof. I cleared my skin from acne breakouts and scars. In 1 month, I lost the weight I had been trying to lose for years but couldn't. I also healed my back from severe back pain and sciatica, which I developed after my pregnancy. This is after the doctor told me I would need back surgery, something I never followed through with. Thank God I was in my right mind not to. Living a holistic vegan lifestyle has changed my life in ways I never would have imagined. You see, living vegan is not only about making dietary changes, it's a complete life transformation for the better. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made. And just to give you an idea of the impact living vegan makes, in 11 years, I have saved 4,416,500 gallons of water, 120,450 square feet of forest, little over 4,000 animal lives, 160,600 pounds of grain, 80,300 pounds of carbon dioxide gas. That's quite an impact. The Earth would have a greater chance of survival of what's left of it if we each did our part. If you want to play around with the vegan calculator and explore more resources for yourself, I'll add some links in the description. If you're considering taking the leap, my best advice to you is to fully educate yourself so that you don't set yourself up for failure. Start by watching documentaries like Forks Over Knives, Earthlings, Dominion, Cowspiracy, and Game Changers. If you want more, I have a complete list of films you can watch over on the blog at sandracampillo.com. I'll add that link in the description as well. So there you have it, my personal journey from a non-vegan, meat-eating lifestyle to my full transition to holistic, vegan, plant-based living. And remember, it's not about shooting for perfection. It's about doing everything we can to eliminate the unnecessary cruelty and toxicity in our lives. Stay tuned for the next episode where we'll discuss how to go from eating processed, unhealthy junk to clean, healthy, real food that will help you shed unwanted weight, even if it's just 5 pounds. Clear up your skin, boost your energy levels, sharpen your mind, and so much more. I'll be giving you tips and steps on how to go from eating processed junk food to healthy, plant-based, real food, so be sure to tune back in. I hope you found great value in this episode. Go right now and start your documentary marathon, starting with Forks Over Knives, then watch Dominion, Earthlings, Cowspiracy, and Game Changers. So much education in all of these. It will change your life. But before you do that, take just a moment to provide a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you found value in this podcast. It won't take long, and it will also help others to find me. Your support would mean so much to me, more than you know. Please take a moment to do that right now because it will also allow me to create and upload more episodes that I'm sure will inspire you in some way. And don't forget to subscribe while you're at it so you don't miss an episode. Have a great week, my friend, and I'll see you next time on Ecolistic Living.